This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And understand that you cannot achieve anything in life, and you can let alone worship Allah, if Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't give you the strength and the ability to do so. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Any good deed that you do, it came from Allah Azza wa Jal. Even make dua to Allah that He give you the ability to worship Him. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says about the believers when they enter the paradise, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِي لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهِ. They enter the paradise, the believers, and they will say, Alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah, the one who guided us to this paradise. And we would have never ever been guided had it not been for the guidance of Allah for us. Heather, in the paradise we're going to acknowledge that no way we could have been here without Allah's guidance to us. You understand why? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim is 17 times a day at least. Hatta da'wah that we do. Heather, I'm speaking to you now, it can only happen by Allah's permission. As Allah Azza wa Jal says to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. By Allah's permission, you are to call the people to al-Islam and to good. Went to now, sitting in al-Masjid, coming to al-Masjid, listening to dhikrullah, and then attending al-Salawat. Do you think this came by your effort? Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهِ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. These are houses in which Allah gave permission that people come and establish His dhikr inside these houses. وَإِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. This is the theme in our life. This is the central message in our life. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ is our purpose. You alone we're going to worship. That's our purpose in life. But what's the means? How are we going to fulfill this worship? وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ is the means. That's the key to reaching this purpose. We're going to seek your help. So إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ we're going to worship you. How are we going to do that? وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ we're going to always seek your help. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach the companions after your salat, say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husn ibadatik. Oh Allah, give me the ability and the power and the strength. Oh Allah, aid me and support me that I remain grateful to you and that I remain yani, in consistent worship and perfect my worship for you. Now, وَحَتَّ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dua, he used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'la al-khayrat. Oh Allah, I ask you that you grant me the ability to do good. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could do good on his own, why would he ask Allah to give him the ability to do so? Faith teaches us that without asking Allah to give you the ability to worship, you will not be able to worship. Very simple. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. Anyone who finds himself doing good, he should praise Allah. Why? Because it was Allah who gave you the strength to do the good. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يُلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. And if you find yourself doing other than good, doing evil, doing haram, then don't blame anyone but yourself. Huh? See that? Subhanallah. Because people often flip it around. People, if they're not careful and arrogance takes over them, whenever they do good, they want to ascribe it to themselves. Anna, I achieved such and such, and I did such and such. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. And then when people do bad, they want to try to blame it on someone else. Oh, that was the shaytan. It was him. He's the one who dragged me to it. He offered me. He called me and I went to his house and well, I found the shisha then. Yani, ya Allah, he invited me to it. It wasn't like I did it from my own will. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying anyone who did al-haram, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Blame yourself. Acknowledge it that you did this with your own hands. I see the attitude needs to change. Every good is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So if you're planning on doing good in Ramadan, stop. You cannot do any good except by His permission and His help. So turn and ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the ability to do that good.